Now, when we take blessings from someone and we get blessings from someone, what is happening at that time? Yes, at a material level and at a spiritual level. At a material level, we could say at one level, it's culture to seek blessings, but it's not just culture. Now, those who have lived pious lives, at least in the past, we know the Brahmins, they could give curses, and the curses could have serious effects. Similarly, when they give blessings, the blessings also had effects. So now, in today's world, the material powers of that kind are not accessible to people. So people cannot really curse, and immediately bad things won't necessarily happen. And blessings also, immediately good things may not happen through blessings. But at a spiritual level, if a person, if a great soul blesses someone, then it is actually Krishna who is manifesting his blessings through them. So they have their purity, they have their bhakti, by which they are connected with Krishna. And they are connected with Krishna, and Krishna gives his mercy through various sources. So when we please a devotee and that devotee blesses us, then that devotee, through that devotee acting as a channel, through that devotee's prayerful good wishes for us, prayerful blessings for us, that devotee becomes a conduit by which Krishna's mercy comes to us. So now we could say Krishna's mercy can come from anywhere. Yes, Krishna's mercy can come from anywhere, but if we are not qualified, if we are not receptive, Krishna's mercy may not come. But if a devotee is pleased with us, then through that devotee the mercy comes to us. So ultimately everything comes from Krishna. And when we please a devotee, then we open a channel for something from Krishna to come to us. Yes, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. So it is Bhagavat Prasad that is coming from the spiritual master, but it is coming through the spiritual master's mercy. And that principle can apply to other Vaishnavas also. Does it address the question of any? Okay, Hare Krishna. Yes.